So the question is, why is it so difficult to quit smoking? So, you know, when I was trying to quit smoking, I struggled for almost 10 years. And in all those years, whenever I would quit smoking, I would quit for 1 day, 2 day, max 3 days, and I would relapse. And so I also concluded that it's very difficult to quit smoking. It seemed almost impossible to quit smoking. But you know what? Why I failed in those times? When and how I succeeded finally? You know what actually happens is when we quit smoking, we do not prepare ourselves for the days ahead, what is going to happen. So when if you remember when you start smoking, what happened was you at the first puff, you didn't like that much, right? You were nauseated, you were uncomfortable. So when you started smoking, the natural state of your body was nicotine free. So when you started smoking, you were initially mouth fagging. And then with practice, gradually over days, weeks and months, your body got accustomed to this nicotine being present in the body. Now when you are quitting smoking, your natural state is the body which is full of nicotine. And when it is when you stop the supply of nicotine, this body is now going back to its nicotine-free state. So whatever you feel during those times, so withdrawal is going to happen. But those changes that you feel within, those changes are actually the natural process of healing of the body. The body is actually healing, and you have to be prepared for that. And that situation is not very, there is no physical pain in that. It's not that somebody has hit you with a rod and you are in acute physical pain. It's nothing like that. It's very mild. And if you remember that when it was so much of, when you started smoking, you initially put a lot of effort to become accustomed to nicotine. Same way, it is going to be a little effort to become nicotine free. So it is actually good that it is happening, because the nicotine is flushing out of the body, and you have to be mentally aware and prepared for that. Secondly, you see, the second reason why it becomes very difficult is there is a lot of myths of benefits associated with smoking. So there are actually benefits of smoking. That is why, it is such a big problem. If there were no benefits, it would not have been a problem. So there are benefits like when you smoke, it makes your brain release dopamine and you feel good. It makes our adrenal glands, it activates it, there is a supply of our body releases sugar in the bloodstream within 10 seconds of smoking, so we feel energetic. So because of the sugar and dopamine, we feel high, energetic and nice. But you see, these things are already there in your body. Nicotine is not bringing anything with it. Nicotine is just a stimulant, which is stimulating some of these activities. Secondly, there are not any real benefits from smoking. It just gives you an illusion of benefits. When you actually smoke, this smoking takes so much from you in the first place and gives you those perceived, and then it gives you that perception of benefit when you smoke. It's like I borrow rupees 100 from you and give you back rupees 60 and don't return the entire 100 remaining 40. You're in loss, right? Nicotine exactly does the same. It takes initially, so when it returns rupees 60 to you, you feel that yes, I have got rupees 60, but you forget that it has taken rupees 100 from you initially. So people say that it gives them, it relieves stress, it helps them concentrate. If you quit smoking, it causes mood swings. You see, what is stress? Stress means that stress is a state when our body releases some hormones which makes our heart rate goes up, our blood pressure goes up. And what happens when you smoke? When you smoke, your blood pressure increases, your temperature increases, your nerve rate increases, your heart rate increases. You see, it is actually adding to stress. Biologically, if you see, what does this smoking, this nicotine doing? What does this do? It is actually adding to stress, because it is in stress. Stress means what? Your BP and heart rate has increased. And nicotine causes these, nicotine actually increases your heart rate, BP, and all. It is actually causing the stress, it is intensifying your stress, it is not relieving that. People say that it helps them concentrate. You see, when your blood pressure has increased, temperature has increased, your nerve rate has increased, everything is rushing inside. How do you concentrate? It's just a myth. People say it causes mood swings. And when you quit smoking, you have to be prepared that. So mood swings is what? Our brain is coming back to its natural reward system. So when you smoke, this nicotine hijacks the reward system in the brain by releasing dopamine. That is not the natural process of the release of dopamine. So when you quit smoking and there is no nicotine supply, our brain adjusts to its natural process of the reward system of the dopamine release. It is going back, it is breaking those neural pathways which has got developed because of continuous supply of nicotine. And now it is breaking those pathways and it is getting back to normal, natural state. So some of those feelings will come to you, but it is just momentary. The same way when you started smoking, you had to practice for weeks to become pro at smoking, right? Similarly, when you are quitting, It will take some time for your body to adjust to whatever you have done to your body for all these years, and then once it adjusts to it, it is back to normal and you are free. The other thing that makes it difficult is the wrong methods which is prevalent across. I see that when I was trying to quit, I was advised take nicotine gums. Take medicines. You see, let me tell you, these nicotine gums or medicines or anything for that matter does not help at all. They actually aggravate the problem. They are aggravating these situations. You smoke for nicotine. And when you take nicotine gums, what you are taking is nicotine. And how can you quit nicotine by taking nicotine? You cannot. It's just a wrong method. Secondly, they advise medicines like Chantix and all that. So Chantix is a medicine for depression. See, please spare smokers. Smokers are not depressed people. They are very normal. It is just that, let me tell you, you are yourself enough to quit smoking. You just have to be mindful about this fact that when you started smoking, you practiced it and your body adjusted to the nicotine, the state of having nicotine. Similarly, when you are quitting smoking, the body is adjusting to the nicotine-free state. So you are here and this is the nicotine-free state. So there is a gap. The moment this gap is filled up and your body is completely free from nicotine, you are free. And those, whatever you feel, those mood swings or any problem, they are all momentary. And they're not a huge problem as such that is going to be a acute physical pain or anything like that. It's just, they're just very mild. And look at what are you going to achieve on the other end. It is your freedom. So, just having the right mindset and being aware of what is going to happen makes it very easy to quit. It is not difficult to quit if you start with the right mindset. Just remember that there are no benefits from smoking and do not fall prey to any kind of medication or any NRT or any kind of external products for quitting. You are yourself absolutely enough to quit smoking. Cheers.